This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Craig from Tonight is. Craig, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Craig has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
In technology, what does the term AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Correct. Who had the 70s hit song Piano Man?
Elton John. No, Billy Joel.
Yes. What is the golf term for a score of 1 under par?
Birdie.
Yes. Which company developed the Android operating system?
Microsoft?
No.
Samsung?
No.
Pass.
What wrestler stars in the newly released Netflix movie titled Jackpot?
Pass. And Google for that last one.
Google, correct. What state is the largest producer of maple syrup in the United States?
Vermont.
Correct. Which two letters in Scrabble have the value of 10 points each?
U and X?
No.
Z and X?
No.
Z and Q?
Yes, there we go. What young, wild, and free rapper voiced Maurice in the 2024 animated comedy The Garfield Movie? Craig, you got 7? No, I'm wrong. You got 6 correct.
Wow.
You know, I'm sorry. 6 is still okay, though.
It's all right.
7's a little better, but I think it's going to be close. Taryn, what do you think?
I think Steve is desperately trying to hang on to that number 69.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Words have never been spoken.
He's going to do everything he can in his power. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
In technology, what does the term AI stand for?
Our friends, the robots. Artificial intelligence.
You know it.
I say that so they won't kill me.
Who had the 70s hit song Piano Man?
Oh, F off, kid. Billy Joel.
Yes. What is the golf term for a score of 1 under par?
Is that an eagle?
No.
A bogey?
No.
A birdie?
Yes. Which company developed the Android operating system?
Google.
Yes. What wrestler stars in the newly released Netflix movie titled Jackpot?
Oh, that would be John Cena.
You know it. Mm-hmm. What state is the largest producer of maple syrup in the United States?
Is that Vermont?
It is.
Shout out to Bob Rivers.
Which two letters in Scrabble have the value of 10 points each?
It's two letters. I'm going to say Q and Z.
Wow, correct.
What?
What young, wild, and free rapper voiced Maurice in the 2024 animated comedy The Garfield Movie?
Is that Wiz Khalifa?
No.
Oh, young, wild, and free. Is that... gosh, oh, crap. Lil Yachty?
No. I love that you know that, though.
I don't know.
Ooh, Steve.
Oh, no, I think I wasted too much time on that one.
You didn't, because you got a 7 correct, which is a win, 7-6.
Woo!
Craig, that was very close.
I tried.
You did, and you tried your best.
Great game, my friend.
You're sampling the best.
And I have to give you mad props. Because Young, Wild, and Free, there were two rappers on that.
Uh-huh.
And you were right, but you didn't guess the other one, which was Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
And he voiced Maurice in the Garfield movie.
And I know Snoop is on that song.
Yep.
Because that's my jam, that song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I don't think I even know that song.
Oh. Oh,
we'll play it in the party bus when we go to Limp Bizkit tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Yes, can we please?
Yeah.
I cannot wait for that playlist.
It's going to be something
and
else.
Dude, I have to give myself a little pat on the back. That was the ultimate lucky guess of all time. When I said, like, what are two letters that probably aren't used a lot? And I went with Z and Q, and that was right.
That was right. Yeah, Craig eventually got it, but he guessed a few before. But, you know, you deserve that one.
I was fired up about that one.
Rockaholics, we have partnered up with Mary's Place once again to help put brand new shoes on local kids in need. Kicks for Kids is back. Steve Miggs, how are we doing on the fundraising
side? We are finally over $2,000, which is still a far cry from the $20,000 goal. So, Rockaholics, I hope you can step it up. Open up your wallets. It's very rare that we beg people to donate money to a cause, but it always involves children. You know, in the winter, we do Coats for Kids. Going into summer, or going into the school year, we have Kicks for Kids, and we're working with Mary's Place, and they help out so many kids that just don't have the luxuries that a lot of us have, and that's a brand new pair of sneakers going into the school year. And thanks to Galen Driver, donated $200 to Kicks for Kids. Sue Parker joined the 69 Club, $69.69, and left us a comment. Come on, Rockaholics, do it. Steve, I hope you lose next week.
Oh, no,
I
didn't need that. Wow.
And also Brandon Speed donated $20. So any amount from $20 to $200, it all helps.
It all will help us get to our goal of $20,000. And you can make your donation at KISW.com. The storms over the weekend were absolutely crazy for probably almost all of us.
Bonkers.
How did you guys handle it?
Well, we were driving when it was going on, and it was gnarly.
Well, I was not driving, and many kids, though, were very freaked out by all of this, and at first our child,
Tatum was very, very weirded out by the whole thing.
In the car?
Yeah.
And at first our child, Barrett, was very scared, but then we were able to turn it around to the point that he loved it. How so? I will tell you after Nirvana.
Daily Mix Show.
Many residents throughout the greater Puget Sound region were dealing with some pretty heavy rain and thunderstorms on Saturday evening, and the lightning striking. It was wild.
Yeah, the thunder wasn't as loud, but the lightning was there.
It was very cool.
I saw a lot of people on social media with this going on.
It was a crazy experience for me.
Now I feel like I'm back in the scene again.
It was a crazy experience for you. You guys were driving.
Yes.
Rockaholics, if it was a crazy experience for you, please give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. So for us at our house, it really started to kick in, and it woke Barrett up.
Around what time?
Probably 10:30.
Okay, so that late.
Yeah. So he came out really freaked out, and I didn't want him to have that, you know, kind of traumatic experience with a storm. So I'm like, you know what? Let's take him outside and show him what's up. So I held him in my arms.
Which could be even more traumatic. You know, you never know how that's going to go. I mean, it's worth a chance, but it could make him terrified for life.
So I grabbed him, and I was holding him, and I opened the door, and I was like, you're not going to believe this, Barrett. Mother Nature's putting on a show.
And then you throw him out, and you close the door and lock it.
Oh.
No?
But
that's how Grandpa did it for me.
I just attacked it with, like, excitement and passion and laughter and, like, isn't this crazy? And he completely loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we sat out there for probably a good 15 minutes, just lightning strike after lightning strike. He was asking, is there more rain in the gutters now? Yes, buddy, there's more rain in the gutters now. And then he was so into it to the point where he was saying, even when there was not lightning striking, he was like, I think I saw lightning. I think I saw lightning.
You're raising a storm chaser now.
I think so. And my mom is a storm chaser. We used to do this as kids. My mom would open the garage door and set out camp chairs for us
cool.
We would watch the storm.
Did you tell your mom then?
Of course.
I bet she was fired up.
Oh,
she
was
Barrett's
super stoked.
Following in her footsteps.
It was awesome.
Dude, so we were at the University Village. We were going shopping and doing some stuff, and then we had dinner, and then we're like, okay, it's time to get back. And we're like, it's probably like around like 8:30-ish. So it's kind of a late day or 8-ish, I think. And we're like, well, Tatum will sleep in the car. She usually does. She'll pass out. So we're trying to get on the freeway, and it is bumper to bumper traffic. And I'm like, what is going on? Why is it so bad? And then I realized, oh crap, the storm is a coming. And then all of a sudden the storm hits, and then all of a sudden you have all this lightning. And Tatum, you could tell, was trying her best. Like, Tatum, just close your eyes and go to bed. You'll be fine. And so she closes her eyes, but you could tell she's forcing it, and she's like force sucking her thumb. Oh. And then mom's not making it any better. So like mom's also like, this is kind of freaking me out. This is kind of freaking me out. And I'm like, well, we already have a kid that's freaking out. Now mom was freaking out more than our kid, or at least our kid's pretending that it's not freaking her out. Mom's not pretending it. This whole thing is just kind of crazy. It was cute though. Tatum at one point goes, Daddy, can I put my light on? Because you know how they have like the little... The light in the back, she could hit that. And I was like, yeah, please put it on. If that's going to make you feel better about things, please put it on. Because the lightning was bonkers. And it didn't bother me at first. I was like, this is so cool. This is so cool. And then a few of those, because we're driving from University District all the way back to Puyallup.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like that the entire, it was a long hour. Like a lot of white knuckle moments because people were driving kind of crazy because of the rain. But then there were a few moments with the lightning where I was like, I know it's not close to us, but it felt really freaking close. I was just like, oh boy, what if something happens? That would just be so insane to me.
So was the traffic mostly crazy just because people, do you think people were watching too?
A little bit of everything. Oh, I think people were watching the lightning, so they were slowing down to watch it. And then people were also, you know how it is in Seattle, no one knows how to drive in the rain. No. It was a torrential downpour.
Brian and Kent, you were at White River Amphitheater for Slightly Stupid and Dirty Heads?
Yeah, that's right.
How was that?
I mean, it was good until they canceled the show.
They did that also with Base Cannon at the Gorge, or Canyon at the Gorge, because of the weather.
Yeah, I mean, the crazy part was they told everybody to come in from the grass to the undercover area. So we thought they were still going to play, and then they posted something saying to go to their website, and it said it was canceled. And then the guy gets on the intercom and says, hey, the show's canceled. We'll have to let you know when it's going to come back. And then everybody started to leave, and he got back on the intercom and said, don't leave, it's unsafe.
What?
It was like crazy getting out of there. We were walking through ankle-deep water to get to the car.
Oh.
And then, of course, once you get to the car, the traffic was a nightmare.
Oh, it's always a nightmare even without craziness there, so I can't even imagine.
Aaron in Tacoma, where were you watching the storm?
Well, I left work to go meet my kids down next to the Pioneer Park Pavilion in Puyallup. And we were meeting at a little restaurant right there. It's like a little Greek restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And I parked in the library right next to the, they have a big giant clock. It looks like the exact same clock tower that's on Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And I parked in the parking lot of the library, but I didn't know the storm was coming, and I went over to the Greek restaurant and met my kids, and it was super nice out at the moment, and we sat outside on the patio, and then the storm started, and it came racing through, and I was like, oh, crap, I forgot I left my sunroof open on my
Yukon. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You gotta be kidding me.
I got a big sunroof in like a Yukon Denali, and so it came in so fast, and I started running through the rain, and then a lightning bolt hit the clock tower, just like on Back to the Future. Like, I was, like, right underneath the clock, and it just struck down, and I was like, 1.21 gigawatts.
Needless to say, he's calling us from 1985.
Right. With his friend Biff.
Well, there was a storm over the weekend, but there was also a brand new movie that came out over the weekend, and it was the number one streaming movie. But for one member of our show, they hated it so much that they had to turn it off, and it happens to feature one of their favorite actors. We will tell you all about it at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow at this time, we will be chatting with the Daily Mig Show's second favorite competitive eater, second only to George, Joey Chestnut.
The man, the myth, the legend.
He is going to join us to chat about Chestnut versus Kobayashi, unfinished beef. That is going to be live on Netflix Monday, September 2nd at noon.
This is huge. 15 years in the making.
I'm like nervous already about it.
For him?
For both of them. It's live. I mean, this is wild.
It's funny that Netflix is doing a live streaming thing, and it's that.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Amazon Prime released a brand new movie, and it's called Jackpot. And this movie stars John Cena and Awkwafina. This is part of the trailer.
Katie Kim is our new jackpot winner. Happy hunting, L.A.
I definitely didn't get the part, so there's no need for the death stare. Ah!
She's my jackpot. Ah!
What is happening?
Uber for Katie?
What is going on?
Katie, you won the lottery. And now anyone with a losing ticket that kills you before sundown gets your money. Legally.
Okay, that's murder.
Oh, not in California. It's just a chance at the big time.
So, and that's John Cena.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's based in 2030, so it's like a futuristic movie?
Kind of. Not very super future. I mean, it's only a few years ahead of time, but it's kind of funny that they think that's... I mean, you know what? The way the world has been, they might be right. There might be full-on legal murdering happening. I think the premise of the movie is that you cannot kill them with a bullet or a gun. So you kill them with a cleaver, you kill them with like a steak knife, you can kill them with any kindness. You can kill them however you want, but you can't shoot them.
So this is totally your type of movie, yeah?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I forgot it was even happening. And then Sarah mentioned that she was going to watch it with George over the weekend. And I was like, oh, crap. I got to watch this. Because I already watched the night before. We watched The Union on Netflix, which is another streaming movie. That one was with Mark Wahlberg. I'm like, you know what? We got nothing going on Sunday night. Let's put it on. And within seconds, my wife was done.
Oh, no.
It was just a lot of crass language, which I don't care about. But so when she's fully done, that almost inspires me to want to keep watching it to see how long until she finally snaps and says, turn this crap off. But she fell asleep, and then I turned it off.
Oh.
Because I hated this movie so much. And hate's a strong word. But I thought this movie was one of the worst things I've watched. And I could be wrong, so I want to ask you, Sarah, does it get better? I lasted maybe 20 minutes. And there was a moment where she's like in an apartment and there's like crap falling from the ceiling, literally. And I was like, I'm done. I'm just not feeling this film.
So you literally didn't even get to the whole point of the film.
No.
You didn't get to the whole jackpot part.
I knew that they already established this jackpot premise because Sean William Scott was in it for a half a second, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't actually see that, like, she won it. And then...
No.
Oh, okay. So you really didn't...
No, I did not get... I gave up so quick.
I do...
Should I go back and keep watching it?
I wouldn't really say that. I will say we haven't finished it yet. And we're going to. I mean, we're very deep into it. So I feel like we got to finish it at this point. But I won't say it really gets better. Ooh. But I do love John Cena. Like, I love him.
Same.
And I love every character he plays. And I do say I do love his character in this. So... Maybe that's why you would go back and watch it.
I like Awkwafina as an actress as well. So I was like, this should be really fun. At least a good, dumb streaming movie to watch. And one person just texted in and said, I didn't like the beginning of Jackpot, but after getting through the first 30, it gets so much better. And then somebody said, I only lasted 20 minutes, and then I turned it off from Lakewood Larry.
Sounds like you need to commit, Steve.
I would say it gets better, but I would not say so much better like that texter.
Okay, so I should try and watch this, but definitely not bring my wife into the loop.
Oh, no, she'll never like it. She didn't like the first few minutes. No. But I'm just such a sucker for John. I feel like he can do work. And he's just such a big goof. And they make fun of the way he looks, which is also hilarious. Because, I mean, he's an interesting looking guy. So they just
he looks like Jim Varney on steroids now.
Yeah.
Ernest from Ernest Goes to Camp. Oh,
and they just like play hard into that. And
that's
he's
awesome.
Just such a goof. So, but no, it's nothing incredible.
On the flip side, we watched The Union.
Which How was that?
Awesome. I mean, it's a dumb action film. It's under 2 hours. So right there, I like it because I'm like, you're not wasting all of my time. But like, legit, it was a fun movie. It was with Mark Wahlberg and Halle Berry. Oh, and wow. if you like just like those like fun, edge of your seat type action films, I think you'll dig it.
I feel like you're probably in the same boat with George and I. Sometimes it's a struggle to find something we both want to watch together.
Yeah.
So these two movies, just suggest it to your significant other and just put it on.
Mindless action film. My wife played on her phone the whole time but didn't complain, so
yep.
I can't complain.
Perfect.
Rockaholics, download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to KISW for your chance to win your share of $100,000. You can get info on the contest over at KISW.com. We are chomping at the bit. We are so excited because tomorrow is the Limp Bizkit concert, and we are way too fired up.
We are.
We want to give you a pair of tickets, but it might be the dumbest way of giving tickets away ever.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. 206-803-ROCK. Are you willing to break stuff for the Limp Bizkit tickets? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. If you are able to call in and break something of your choice.
Break anything.
Over the airwaves. You could win tickets to Limp Bizkit and maybe even kick it with us tomorrow. 206-803-ROCK. Your calls after Weezer.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Is Limp Bizkit at White River Amphitheater, and the Daily Mix Show will be on site. We are so excited for this. And you can join us too if you are willing to break stuff.
This is the dumbest game of all time on the Daily Mix Show. Are you willing to break stuff? Best sound will win Limp Bizkit tickets on the rock. Get it? Break stuff. Let's go, let's go.
Hey, shout out to Fred Durst for writing that song for us on such short notice.
Yeah, it's a great little ditty.
Yes.
They might even be performing it tomorrow night at White River. So we have a couple callers on the line, and whoever is willing to break stuff in the best way will win. Now, the criteria is the sound.
Of course.
What you are breaking.
Yes.
And what you are using to break it.
The creativity of the object.
So let's meet our competitors. We have Alan in Seattle. Alan.
What's up, guys?
You're in Seattle and you've got something in, you're breaking something in your van?
Yeah.
What are you
going to? Some old equipment that I don't need anymore.
Like, what kind of equipment are we talking about?
Some old sprinkler heads and stuff.
All right.
All right, let's give it a whirl. Let's hear you break stuff, Alan.
All right.
All right.
Something broke loose there.
Nice.
All right, I like it.
Right,
good
Alan.
Job, Alan.
Right now, you're in first place.
Houston, you're in your mom's apartment.
Yes, I am.
And what are you going to break for us this morning?
I'm going to break my handheld radio.
Now, Houston, is your mom home right now?
At the moment.
Okay, I was just like, maybe you should warn her before you start doing this at 7:30 in the morning.
All right, Houston, let's hear you break stuff.
Oh, I got to move my dog out of the way.
Can you please do?
All right, here you go.
Ooh.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
That was a pretty good one. And last but not least, we have Mr. Mike in Eatonville. What are you going to smash this morning, Mike?
We're going to smash a Flum vape.
Ooh, okay.
Now, I don't know anything about vaping culture. Is a Flum one, is that like one of those big apparatuses? Or like, what are we talking here?
It's like a little pocket held thing that you suck on and get some nicotine out of. It's a berry peach.
Ooh, and what are you going to use to break it?
I'm going to use my Husky frame and hammer.
Oh, all right.
let's go.
Let's go, Mr. Mike.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Give me something to break. Rawr! Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Hit it again. Hit it. Come on, you ain't nothing. I got you now, baby. Oh. There you go, brother. It's in pieces.
Right on, Mr. Mike. I have to say, the sound was terrible, but the energy enthusiasm was on another level.
Also, don't smoke, kids.
Brought to you by the vaping.
So based on the criteria, the sound, what you are breaking, and what you are using to break it, who do you think should win the biscuit ticket, Steve?
If the sound was better, I would have went with Mr. Mike, but... me personally, I like that he was breaking a radio. He did it in his mom's apartment, and the sound was pretty good. My vote is with Houston. What about you?
My vote is also with Houston.
Danny V?
Oh, I have to go with Mr. Mike just because of the commentary.
Oh, boy. Now we have Sarah left. Sarah, who are you going to go with?
Ooh. Well, I don't know.
You can tell us 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, or 3.
She's going with Houston.
Okay.
Oh. Houston, pull him back up, baby. Houston, you're going to see Limp Bizkit.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Houston. You're leaving mom's apartment tomorrow, and we'll see you at White River Amphitheater.
And you have the distinction of winning the world's worst radio contest.
Awesome.
And if you see us, we're all going to be wearing black t-shirts with a giant hot dog on them that's doing the dab move. The dab move. So if you see four idiots, or four losers, since it is Loserville that we're going to, you see four losers with hot dog shirts on, that's us.
Oh, I can't.
Please say hi.
So excited. How would you like to beat Steve this morning, Rockaholics? He's got a record of 229 wins, still sitting proudly at 69 losses.
Nice.
37 ties in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.